Welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Liam here, and today we're going to be looking at Esther chapter 4, verses 4 to 17. When Esther's eunuchs and female attendants came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show Esther and explain it to her, and he told him to instruct her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach, he went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but you that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it's against the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. In the book of Esther, the Jews were on the verge of destruction because of the evil conspiracy of Haman, one of the king's advisers. God's chosen people, they're now in exile. Jerusalem was conquered, its people taken in chains into Babylonian captivity. Now Persians rule, and they've allowed some Jews to return to Jerusalem. There's still some Jews who are married, settled, and have made their homes in Susa, living as a minority religious community in the heart of the Persian Empire. Esther here, she's a nobody among nobodies in this minority community. She's an unlikely hero. As a mirror image of the Hebrew people in exile, Esther herself is an orphan without the security, identity and rootedness of family. She appears to be rescued when she's taken by her cousin Mordecai, who becomes like her foster parent. But even this respite is short-lived when she's taken away, and she eventually becomes the king's wife. She's taken from the safety of her own home, and she's thrust into this intriguing position. And to add to this list, and she is Jewish too. Another drop in status as an outsider in Persian culture, especially in this royal city of Susa. She really and truly is a resident alien, a foreigner, and a member of a tribe that the Persians tolerate unevenly. We see Mordecai seeks help from Queen Esther, As queen, we might expect Esther to be aware of her own power and to exercise it. Yet, at least up to this point, Esther has not identified herself as a player in the king's political circles. She has not weighed in on policy or leveraged her position to maneuver others into power. She makes no power plays at all. Mordecai's request meant Esther would literally have to risk her life, for it was very dangerous for her to approach the king without being summoned. So Esther called a fast. "Go gather all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish." That's what Esther 4:16 says. These 3 days of fasting changed the history of the world. When Esther approached the king on behalf of her people, they become a nation not of defeat or annihilation, suffering and shame, but a nation of favour. They received honour, and all because of 3 days of fasting. In these days in particular, and what's going on in our world just now, Esther's experience and her faith and bravery are great examples for us to follow today. This global crisis, the coronavirus, is changing history of not only our nation, but the entire world. Yet we see a strong leader in Esther. And what she does is she fasts. She fasts and she prays expectantly for change to come. She takes risks in her bravery, and she clings on to God's power to move. I think about my time and my placement in the church. Who would have thought when I started at the end of January, and you allowed me to take part in the church, that we would experience such a time as this? Now is the time when we need to seek God more. We need to pray and fast, longing for God's deliverance on the situation that we're facing just now. We can learn a lot from Esther and her bravery and her faith in this great time of crisis that she's in. And maybe we can take some of this into what we face just now. What I find amazing as well is Esther doesn't do this alone. She brings the Jewish community in Susa with her in fasting and prayer. She doesn't go alone. She has a community that surrounds her. And as churches, at the moment we can't meet face to face. It's an unusual time for us, as it is for so many others. But yet God is so much greater. And in many ways, now, although we can't meet face to face, we can be a community of prayer warriors, of people who fast and are seeking God's deliverance just now. Maybe one day this week, let's take some time together to fast. Maybe at the same time you could get in contact with others, as I'm sure you're calling different people. Pray that God would move in ways of deliverance, just as we see in the story of Esther. Let's pray together. Lord God, we want to give you our world just now. We want to give you everything that's going on. And Lord, we cry out to you in prayer. Lord, as we look to fast, we see the power of who you are. And we see the power that we receive in you. Thank you for Esther's story. Thank you for her reminder to be praying in such a time as this. Lord, we pray for your deliverance. We pray for the community and for all those listening today, that they would be blessed and that you would fill them. Lord, would we be ready as Christians to be brave in such a time as this? To have the bravery of Esther, to have the faith that she had in you. Lord, we pray for your peace and for your power. In your name.